Okay, so you're holding Bahar B'Chosai. So we're going to start off here. We're going to make a comparison here between two parshios. We're going to start off here. If you see the first Mar Malkom, beginning of this parsha. Im B'Chosai Teilechu, Bez Mitzvotzai Tishmaru, V'asitim Oitom. Right? If you go in my statutes and you follow my mitzvos, you guard them, you do them. V'netati Gishmechem. I'm going to give you rain in its proper time. You're going to have everything you need. You're going to have all the grain in your fields. You're going to have fruit in the trees. You're going to have what you need. Now, in contrast, take a jump. Where else do we have the way we have brachos here? This is a part of the brachos. The beginning of Chosai is the brachos. Where else do we have brachos in the Torah? Where at? What parsha? Kisavo. Parsha Kisavo. In Parsha Kisavo, we also have brachos and klalos. Now the brachos over there, take a look. Vahaya im shmaya tishmao b'koil Hashem. Right, you listen to the words of Hashem. Elekecha lishmor la'asas is kol mitzvahis abdu all the mitzvahis asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoyim. That I command you on this day. Minatati Hashem elekecha. Elyon al-kol goye aretz is going to make you, you're going to rule supreme over all the other nations. Uvo elecha kol ha-brachos, you're going to get all the brachos, all these brachos, v'zigicha, they're going to overcome you. Ki tishva b'kol Hashem elekecha, when you listen to the words of Hashem. All these brachos, baruch ata ba'ir, you're going to be blessed in the city, baruch ata b'tzadeh, blessed in the fields. Baruch pri v'nicha pri adma. You're going to have blessings of your baskets and of your land and the fruit of your animals and your goats and your cattle and your sheep. So much bracha. When you look in Parshas Kisavo, it's so much bracha. So if you look here in Taima Dekra is from Rechaim Kanievsky. And here he points out, he contrasts these two parshios of bracha. And he says, take a look. Im b'chosai teilechu kan lo kastuv kimoi b'birchos b'parshas Kisavo. The brachas here are mitzamtzim. It's not like the rebach of bracha, the greatness, the increased bracha in Parshas Kisavo. Right? In Kisavo, baruch ata ba'ir, baruch pri v'nicha, v'chule, yitzav Hashem es ha-bracha be'asmicho v'chol, there's so much bracha in Parshas Kisavo. There's a rebach of bracha. V'kan, but here, Parshas B'Chosai, k'siv rak, v'netati ha'aretz yevula, v'et ha'sodeh, yitain pirio, v'achaltem lachmachem lizboya, v'yeshavtem levetach. It just says, you're going to get what you need. You're going to get your bread. You're going to get your fruits. You're going to be soiveya. You're going to be satisfied in your land. V'zeu. V'loksiv. Shum bracha sha'aretz titein eser pamim yoytim mitzarchem. V'tit asru. It doesn't say like in Parshas Kisavo that you're going to have an abundance of bracha. And you're going to be wealthy. And you're going to have much more than you need. More than that's necessary. Why is that? Says Rechaim Kanievsky. Mishum shekan ma'irei v'talmud chacham. Parsh b'chosai is the Talmud Chacham. Kemash b'chosai, like it says, im b'chosai teilechu, what does Rashi tell us? Teheyu ameil mitorah. What does it mean you follow my statutes? Teheyu ameil mitorah, it means you should be amel in Torah Hashem. B'chosai is a parsh of the Talmud Chacham. Ule Talmud Chacham, ein zeh bracha, she yesh lo yose mitzarcha. For the Talmud Chacham, having more than he needs is not a bracha. He has more than he needs. He's busy in the crops and the abundance and harvesting and harvesting and harvesting. Where is he going to learn? Ulahem ha-bracha ha-me'ula, the best bracha for the Talmud Chacham, she'yehei lahem kol tzarcham, that they have just what they need. Lo pachos, no less, v'lo yoser, no more. Avav, Parshas Kisavo, medaber leklal Yisrael. He was talking to the Mon'am, the general Klal Yisrael, lahem natan bracha shel ashirus. So for them he gave the bracha of ashirus, but for the Talmud Chacham, all he wants is what he needs. He wants to be satisfied on what he has, because he wants to spend his time osek in Talmud Torah. And if you look at the next Mar Makom, found this, in this from the Sefer, the Ksav Sofer, Alatara, but he quotes it from the Baal HaFla, the Baal HaFla. And he explains that a pasuk we say a number of times a day, right? We say, Umazbiya l'cholchai ratzon. He says, Mifarish, he explains, Masbiya l'cholchai ratzon. The pasuk on the pasuk is, Hashem is Masbiya l'cholchai ratzon, right? He satisfies the desires of everyone. So he says, no, that's not pshat in the pasuk. He says, pshat is, Shahaya noitin lo ratzon, Shemirutsu b'mashiya, Shieshlo. Pshat is, what must be l'chai ratzon? That Hashem should give us the ratzon, the desire that we only want to be mirutze with what we have. We want to be satisfied with what we have. We should be blessed and we should be satisfied just what we have. And with that, we're able to spend more time being osek Torah and not having to worry about so many other things because we're willing to be satisfied with what we have. Now, as this is the parsha of the Talmud Chacham, B'chosai, Teomim B'Torah, right, we're on our way to Kabbalah Satara. We're very close. We're almost there. And something we've alluded to in the past, we mentioned in the past, can be found in the Drashas Chassam Sofer. Now, the Chassam Sofer explains, I'll read you from what he writes here. You don't have any of your sheets. But he says, V'amarti, Yimei HaSfira, the days of Sfira, Sheheim HaChanu Kabbalah Satara. They're a Hachana for Kabbalah Satara. Magia. He says, Magia l'chol chelak. He says, you can split up, right? It's how many days? 49 days. So he says, that can be split up into 16 days. 16 days, right? That's 32. And 17 days, right? 16 days, 17 days. Good. That is the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. He says, the first 16 days are the Yamim for Gemilus Chasadim. And the other 16 are avoda. That's 32 days in total, right? We mentioned in the past, right? Lev tov. Mishnah says lev tov. Lev is gematria 32. Tov is gematria 17. So he says v'tov yamim, the last 17 days, l'torah. Right? Gemara says ha'omed, ha'olam omed asol shadvarim. Right? Torah, avoda, yimus chasadim. So those are three chalakim. Torah, avoda, yimus chasadim. The first two, the 16, first 32 days are what? Are avoda, yimus chasadim. The last 17 days is Torah. That's the Tov. Because what? I think Chazal make a drasha. Ain't Tov Ella? Torah. That's the greatest Tov. And that's the Hachana. We're now in the last 17 days. We're in the last 17 days in our Hachana Chabos HaTorah. Which is Zoche to have the Amelus for Torah. Which is Zoche to true Kabbalah HaTorah. And which is Zoche to have a good Shabbos Kodesh. And thank you for coming. Thank you. All right, have a good Shabbos, Dan.
Exactly. Thank you.